Well, Kevin, great season by you. My gosh, I know we've talked to Coach Graf on numerous occasions. Your name is mentioned every time. You get a chance to go to the state meet and qualify in four events. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you kind of had to wait a day or two on one of those events. Is that right?
That is right, yes. In my 200 freestyle, it wasn't entirely competitive enough after GNAC, but I was lucky enough to be able to swim it at state because enough kids were dropping out of the event, just didn't want to swim it. So, yeah, it lucked out there.
That's terrific. Hey, it's whatever happens, happens. That's for sure. So the 200 free, the 100 breast, which of those two events are your favorite to do? Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say the 100 breast, just because breaststroke is kind of notorious for being like an easy stroke, whereas the 200 freestyle, it's a fast race. Like, a lot of people think it's a distance event, but really it's a sprint. And until you get in the water, you don't realize how fast you have to go in order to be competitive.
Couple of relays. Kevin also got in the 200 free relay and the 400 free relay. I know those two relays have been pretty good this year, the entire year, haven't they?
They have been amazing this year. Yes, me and my team have worked very hard to try and qualify those two relays and break the record in the 200 freestyle relay this year.
Tell us the rest of your twos, the other three on each relay. Are they different or are they both the same people?
No. So for my two relays that I'm competing in, I've got Blake Rodewald and then Aaron and Derek Spencer. Blake is a sophomore and Aaron is a freshman. So
those guys, I mean, they got to have four people are going to do pretty well. And those guys have really come along. You've cut time at a lot of meets this year, haven't you?
We have cut time at most every meet, I believe, except for like two. So yeah, it's been an amazing year.
But you're going to, I'm sure you already looked at the website and who you're going to be next in some of the teams. You're going to be out swimming against some really, really fast teams, aren't you?
We will be competing against some of the best kids in the state, which is an amazing opportunity for us.
Yeah, this is your first chance at the state meet, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, this is my first time. I've been swimming for high school. This will be my third year, and this will be my first time at state.
Wow, exciting. You've been gearing for it. I mean, I think you've been down there to watch, but you just haven't competed. Is that right?
I have not been down there to watch. I've watched the Saturday live stream, but this will be my first time actually seeing it. So I'm super excited.
You think you're going to have nerves as you get ready for your first race on Friday?
I think that's to be expected, yeah.
Yeah, no question about it. Everybody gets nervous that first time. But, hey, you're an underclassman. Hopefully this will, you know, this year get some experience. And you're going to go for better times and go. You want to compete on Saturday. That's the whole goal, is to get to Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
But it's going to help you for next year even more. Boy, you've worked your tail off. You got to put the work in over the summer. I know you living in Curtis and making trips to McCook a lot over that time, haven't you?
I have, yes. I would always travel up to McCook during the school year, try and get a practice in at least once a week. During season, I would have 8 practices a week sometimes. Yeah, McCook has kind of become a second home to me.
What's it like having mom as an assistant coach?
I should have known that question was going to come. You know, it's great.
I was going to say, you better say that, Kevin. You better not say anything but that.
Yeah, no, I love my family, and it's nice to be able to be supported in that way, even though she kind of embarrasses me sometimes in practice.
No, your mom would never do that to you. Come on.
Yeah.
That's just moms being moms. They love their kids. They got to do it every now and then, don't they?
Yeah, I guess. It's in the job description.
There you go. Well, Kevin, finally, you got to be tired of practicing. Let's get to a meet. You guys haven't had a meet in a week and a half. Let's get to Lincoln. Let's get to competing.
Yes, amen to that.